Senators have been down this road before. They passed a concealed carry bill last session, only to have it vetoed by Governor Jim Doyle. The plan passed last night is a little different. It would still require people to pass a criminal background check and take training before they get a concealed carry permit, but it was amended to prohibit guns in daycare centers and other locations. Permit holders would still be able to carry guns in public places like the state capitol. GOP sponsor Dave Zien says that shouldn't alarm his colleagues. He says someone licensed to carry a gun might someday protect them.
There might be an instance where somebody might have a gun or a knife or a bag of explosives or chemicals, and that person would protect us, this whole body.
Republican Senator Luther Olson voted against this plan, as he has against others in the past. He says he sees no reason for it, with Wisconsin's crime rate among the lowest in the nation.
But probably the biggest reason that I'm going to vote no today is I have a vision, and my vision is that we live in a more civil society. And I don't think that a more civil society, people need to carry a gun.
The measure passed the Senate by a 23-10 margin. That's enough to override Governor Doyle, who has already promised to veto this plan. It's not clear yet whether the proposal will garner the two-thirds margin necessary to overturn Doyle in the state assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.